From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Now really, you're just embarrassing yourself. Okay? We have a great show for you today. We've got Senator Mark Warner of Virginia. He'll be joining us to play our games. That is, if you're keeping track, two U.S. senators on our show in 2 weeks. We get one more. For a set of three, we can trade them in for one cable TV star. So we're excited about that. We wouldn't trade you for anybody, though. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Deanne.
Hey, Deanne, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Nederland, Colorado.
Nederland, Colorado?
Yes, right outside of Boulder.
Oh, okay. So what do you do there?
I actually run a nonprofit.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, that's very unprofitable of you.
I guess that means you don't work with marijuana.
I don't. Firm nor deny.
No, I understand. Well, Dan, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a comedian performing March 7th and 8th at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, Alonzo Bowden.
Hello.
Here he is. Next, say hello to a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning. It's Faith Saley is here.
Hi, Dan.
And lastly, a writer whose newest book is Alpha Better Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt Jr. is here. Well, welcome to the show, Deanne. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here is your first quote.
I'm bored with this. When does real TV come back?
That was an editor at Cosmo, tired of what big sporting event that seems to have gone on forever?
The Winter Olympics.
It was the Winter Olympics. Very good. Yes. This was the week that people began wishing the Sochi Olympics really did only have four rings. NBC lost the one compelling storyline they had when they removed Bob Costas' eye from the set. NBC struggled to bring viewers back. They tried making the other anchors grotesque. Abscesses, sores. They even let Matt Lauer keep his goatee. Nothing worked.
I thought Bob Costas was really brave in that environment to say he had pink eye, because that sounds really gay.
That's true.
You know? He could have called it conjunctivitis, but it was like, no, yeah. Y'all, I believe pink eye.
I believe Putin has made pink eye illegal. There was some drama in the sporting events, though. The U.S. speed skating team blamed their poor performance, did you hear this, on their new speed suits. They had never tried them before in competition. Imagine how horrified they were to discover that these supposed new speed suits were just Lululemon yoga pants. Do you know how hard it is to skate quickly while covering your butt with your hands? Mm-hmm.
That is a big thing, though. The speed skaters. It's funny that I noticed much about it, but I'm. You know. But the U.S. is actually supposed to be one of the best speed skating teams in the world.
It's our sport,
and we couldn't win a thing. And they're saying the suits were slowing them down.
Yeah, that's true.
Try it on? Why don't you try it on? You walk around your house in your speed suit.
I see London. I see France. Lululemon yoga pants.
Okay. The other big controversy this week, did you see this as we get into the second week, was the post-race interview with Bodie Miller, the skier, because the interviewer pressed him about his family tragedy until he cried. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, you can't make the athletes cry. Are you kidding? These are the Olympics. If you have a deceased relative and you are an Olympian, you will be asked about it incessantly. And if you do not have a deceased relative, one will be provided for you.
Absolutely. There's never been an Olympic athlete with a happy story.
It's true.
It's always the most sad, tragic thing that they got, that they overcame to make. Just once, I want to hear, like, some millionaires, like, this is just a hobby.
Yeah.
I flew over in my own jet.
Yeah. Okay, Deanne, here is your next quote.
Let me apologize. Art history was one of my favorite subjects in high school.
That was a man who stopped just short of saying, some of my best friends are art historians. In an apology this week, some would say another apology this week. Who was it?
President Obama.
Yes, very President good. Obama. Very good. So President Obama has often been criticized by Republicans for apologizing too much. This week he was criticized for apologizing to art history majors. This is what happened. In a speech a few weeks ago, he suggested that people could make more money with a technical education than, quote, with an art history degree, unquote. This caused an outcry from art history majors all across the country. They were very angry. They banded together and agreed to not put as much foam as usual on our grande lattes. That'll show us. I don't know why they're angry. President Obama has supported art history majors. For example, he wants to raise the minimum wage. What's the problem here?
Have to be careful doing art history jokes on NPR.
I know.
You're kind of in their wheelhouse now.
It's really true.
I think when he said that,
yeah,
though he lost the art history majors, he gained the votes of all the art history majors' parents.
That's true. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
Membership numbers have dropped like a pair of oversized polka dot trousers.
That was NPR's own Renee Montaigne. Carl, you are more Renee-ish than Renee is.
Thank you.
Talking about how the U.S. is facing a desperate shortage of what?
Clowns?
Clowns, yes.
Ooh.
Clowns.
Now, I think people are applauding the shortage of clowns rather than her answer.
An organization called the Clowns of America reports that membership has been plummeting now for almost a decade. They suggest the reason is that young people just don't have interest in clowning the way that they used to, and that older clowns are dying off, mainly in car accidents when you can lose 20 of them at a time. Then you don't get new clowns because clowns rarely get the chance to reproduce. No, they're like pandas in this regard. We have to carefully find the mates, put them in an enclosure with maybe a monkey banging cymbals together for mood. They like that.
Maybe, you know, potential clowns need more incentives, like bigger cars and smaller shoes.
That's true. Maybe we need to draft clowns. Like if your feet are too big for the army, hey,
flat feet,
there's another branch
here.
Of service.
I think the clowns should just hit up the art historians and say, we're hiring.
That's true. Carl, how did Deanne do?
Deanne, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine.
Very well done, Deanne. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.